the future. A dark time for all of us. The internet is gone, destroyed by the evil syndicate so it can build vast wealth and power. All we once knew, lost. But there is a new hope. Using time travel, Agents Jim, George, and Joseph have been sent back in time to gather information from the past and help us fight back against the evil syndicate. Now the plot thickens. Agent George mysteriously disappears, and a new agent named Jason emerges. Did the Home Office remove George? Or did the evil syndicate install Jason? This is the continuing mission of the crispy coated robots, and it must succeed.
Hey, it's Jim.
Hey, it's Joseph.
It's Jason.
Hey, and it's crispy coated robots, and today's kind of an unusual show. We're doing 2024 anticipations, stuff that is coming out. Could be sports, could be movies, could be TV, could be technology, anything coming out in 2024 that we're looking forward to. But before we get there, I just want to ask you guys, how you doing and what are you watching? Joseph?
I gotta say, guys, I'm super excited. Wonka. I just saw Wonka. And in all honesty, in all fairness, I was seeing it as a skeptic. I was just like, let's see this train wreck. Let's see this disaster, because we all remember the Johnny Depp, you know, disaster, the fiasco that that was and all that. And guys, I got to say, I am recommending this thing. It fantastic.
Nice.
I think it like just ignores the whole Johnny Depp stuff. And because this one is a prequel, you know, it's the story of how Wonka became Wonka on it, and it really pays a lot of homage to the original one, the Gene Wilder version that we all grew up with and loved and all that. In fact, it uses some of the numbers in it with it. Timothy Chalamet is fantastic. He doesn't have the strongest voice, but he has a decent voice. And what's nice about the numbers in the song is that they're short. You know, they're sort of like the original one, the 1970s version of it. Yeah. You know, the songs are all short and all that. It is great. Hugh Grant is, man, he's on a roll. He's found a second career as an older actor because he's getting to play these interesting actors. Yeah.
I just have a question. Are all the grandparents in one bed?
Yeah, the grandparents aren't there, so you're not creeped out at all. There's no creepy component at all in there with it. But no, I am telling everyone that this is something that you need to see. You can go without your kids, and I think you would have a good evening with it. So Wonka is a thumbs up by me.
I saw something recently, and it hit me, and I was really surprised. I'd read some reviews, and I didn't think it would, but you know, I'm middle-aged now, and, you know,
really,
I kind of think about where
I'm
going.
Are you Methuselah? Are you going to be living to 100 and something?
I kind of think about where I'm going and where I've been and, you know, internal struggles and all that. And when I saw Barbie and I saw what Ken was going through, I felt it. I felt it.
Really?
And it spoke to me. And so, I love the Barbie movie.
Did you just see it recently, or did you watch it like months ago? Did you just see it recently?
No, I saw it this weekend. This weekend.
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely got some good parts.
Gosling's great. Ryan Gosling awesome.
Steals the show. He's the best.
Did you get the nod to which movie they were doing when they were playing 2001? He's walking through L.A.? The being there. I thought that was really clever. And then Greta Gerwig is a big film enthusiast, so I'm sure she, you know, and then there's the 2001, obviously, you know, think of the beginning when Barbie, they're throwing the Barbie dolls up in the air. Like,
it was the best.
Yeah.
Weird Barbie was so funny. The way her legs were always stretched in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Weird Barbie. Our sisters always had it. My kind of recommendation is, and my daughter got me MasterClass last year. So, I mean, for Christmas. So I'm trying to squeeze everything in. So I watched the whole Steve Martin in one day, had it going constantly. Very good. Very down to earth. You know, you think Steve Martin, you know, sometimes can be that, but he kind of broke down his act. The thing I liked about it is he broke down his movies and The Jerk and stuff, movies that we all loved growing up. And then he took Roxanne and really kind of broke that apart and showed what he did and the way he writes and has the struggles just like any of your writer, just because you're a star, you know, doesn't mean it comes easy. So it was good.
Did he explain the early days? I mean, I understand like the rabbit ears, but like, how did he get that arrow through his head?
Yes. He explained that, Jason. That's worth the price of admission for a masterclass, but the whole masterclass has been great. The David Lynch one is great. And I heard recently, you know, when we talked about the Fablemans before, that, you know, he did that John Ford cameo and did the whole thing at the end of the movie. The only thing he asked for, he didn't ask for any money. He just wanted Cheetos to be on the set. So very David Lynchian.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's
yes.
So funny.
Just Cheetos. Like, I don't want any money. Just give me Cheetos. That's all I want, you know. Wow. The topic today is 2024 anticipations. This could be anything. Like, Jason might know a new iPhone coming out. I wouldn't, but it could be technology, could be movies, it could be sports. I got a sports item, but we'll take it to Joseph first. And where are you going for your 2024 anticipation number five?
I did mine in order, guys, chronological order. So things I'm looking forward to, what's coming first. January 8th is a very, very special day in 2024 for me. It's Jim's birthday.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're looking forward to that. Okay, Jason, what's your number five?
And I wish I could say that was it. By the way, Jason did wish me happy birthday December 2nd. Jim completely forgot.
I feel awful. God,
Coded Robot that did not remember, but I remember his.
Terrible tragedy.
So January 8th is very special because I will be in Florida, Orlando, Florida. My daughter is starting the Disney College program.
Wow.
Awesome. She's going to be working at Disney. She's her dream job. She's going to school to become an industrial designer. She's going to make stuff, maybe toys, who knows? But she wants to make stuff and she really wants to work for Disney. So she got involved with this program, got accepted. It was sort of a prestigious thing and all that. So she's going to be there till May, possibly a little bit later, and then she's going to the University of Louisiana to finish her degree.
Wow.
The reason why December 8th is so important to me is because I become an empty nester. And I think I'm the first January 8th, I become an empty nester. Wow. And my wife and I are looking forward to starting a new chapter. So that's my number
five.
Are you going
to be like Terry Bradshaw in Failure to Launch and just kind of have your naked room?
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to have to hire someone to get rid of her. Yeah. She's only 18. I don't think we're that bad yet.
Jason, what's your number five anticipation?
I have more general things. I started thinking about the Apple things that are coming out, their virtual reality stuff they're going to do, and the AI pen, stuff like that. And like, I don't want to do that. Let's keep it simple. There are things that happen this coming year that are going to be fun and neat. And the first one's the easiest. It's a leap year. That's right. February 29th, 2024 is coming up. And as I was thinking about these things, I thought, I got to make sure I know what a leap year is. Because I thought I did, and I didn't. And I bet you don't either. A leap year is a year where the year must be divisible by four, except for end of the century years, which must be divisible by 400. Okay. So when we get a leap year in like 2096, there won't be another until 2104. Let that twist your noodle.
Whoa.
Leap year. So Jason, I knew that because I also read Wikipedia. And this is my number four. So
what? This cannot wait. You cannot have a match for this.
A match. It's my number four.
I think it's cool.
In ancient Rome in 46 BC, where actually when they started it in 45 BC, the calendar year was 440 days because they had to do a lot of catch up. They realized they were that far off that there was actually 440 days in 45 BC before starting it. So We have a match.
That's
we
crazy.
Have a match leap year.
My friend Robert Scorpio, Robert Michael, he's a leap year baby. So he's
Born in,
so he's like, I think he's like 7 or 8. I'm not sure.
My brother-in-law, Donald, turned sweet 16 this year.
That's so funny.
He is 64. Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. So my number 5 is a little more broad. I thought we're going kind of in this direction, but I do love your selections. Both are great. On September 6th, 2024, it releases Beetlejuice 2. And the reason I'm kind of excited about this is because all the major principals are back together. You have Tim Burton, of course, Michael Keaton. You can't make Beetlejuice 2 without Michael Keaton. Yeah, come on.
Absolutely.
One of the writers in there, you know, she's all grown up, and now she has Jenna Ortega as her daughter. William Dafoe, always creepy, always good in a movie like this. Catherine O'Hara is back in the movie too. So I don't know the new characters they're introducing. I don't see Alec Baldwin anywhere near, Gina Davis anywhere near this thing, but I'm excited because Burton, you know, can always kind of pull these things off, and always he'll make it interesting. Even if it bombs, I'm sure there'll be interesting scenes to Beetlejuice too. So I'm excited about it. It just wrapped up filming. So in September, we'll all get the treat of having Beetlejuice in our life again. So I'm looking forward.
That's cool. And, nice. And after the joy of seeing Keaton in Flash being Batman again, he's one of the few actors when he does something like that, you're like, oh, Michael Keaton.
You are so
good. Yeah. So good.
Joseph, your number 4 was leap year?
Yep.
Jason, what is your number 4?
You know what's happening in 2024, guys? July 26th to August 11th, the Summer Olympics are coming to Paris, France.
Summer
Olympics.
So Jason, so are you one of these guys that have always been like a
cuddle? Yes.
And Joseph was like this too. He really surprised me. He's like, yes, I follow along all the winter games. I've been watching it all. I'm like, because I always thought, you know, who watches all the Olympics? Who watches the biathlon? That guy.
Yeah,
this is why it's my number 2. We have another match.
That's right.
I'm very excited about this because they're debuting 4 new events in Paris: Olympic skateboarding, Olympic sports climbing, Olympic surfing, which they're actually doing in Tahiti. So that's a little bit of controversy there because it's not really in Paris because there's no surfs to catch, in Paris. So they're doing it in Tahiti. But my favorite, I've been waiting for this for so long. The debut of Olympic breakdancing. Yes. Breakdancing is a sport. They're going to give out medals. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. And like Jim said, I will be watching. I'll stay up because there's going to be a time difference. I will stay up and watch this crap live. You know, I love it so much. So it's my number 2 and it makes the list.
He'll watch the French coverage. This is the biathlon.
The break dancing.
They are doing the pop lock move. All right. Wow, so we have 2 matches, Olympics and leap year so far. Jason, what is your number 4?
Oh, it's my turn again? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Joseph,
I was going to jump on, you're talking about Beetlejuice a minute ago, but I thought I'd reserve mine because I'm just talking about big screen movies that are coming out in 2024. We had like a whole bunch of things held back during the writer's strike and the actor's strike, COVID delayed things. But in 2024, if you take a look, there's a whole bunch of big movies coming out, and a lot of them are sequels that you kind of want to see, like Beetlejuice 2. You have Deadpool 3 finally coming out.
Don't do my list, Jason.
Gladiator 2 is going to be coming out in 2024. So big screen.
So you're just looking forward to the return of the movies because that really did kind of stink during the writer's strike. They moved everything over.
So and there was the concurrent releasing kind of thing that was going on that's tapered off now where the movie is at the movie theater.
Yeah. Dune to the spring.
Right.
So,
right.
So, so big time movies is your number 4. My number 4 is my sports entry. And it was unfortunate because I was hoping this would happen this year. I was looking, Aaron Rodgers is supposed to start for the Jets, who've always been terrible. And, you know, you want to see the Jets. I watched their Hard Knocks. It was great. It's like, oh, man, this season's going to be great. You know, they got a good defense, Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, I think, you know, if you follow sports or not even, it's pretty much common knowledge. He hurt his Achilles and tried to, like, make it back this year. But the Jets stunk so bad. it was not even, you know, why come back if you're not in the playoffs? So I'm looking forward to actually seeing an actual season with Aaron Rodgers as the Jet quarterback. What we are promised from Hard Knocks. I'm looking for that sequel that Hard Knocks on HBO promised, and Liev Schreiber did the narration so beautifully, setting it up at the end. And then we have this first game. It was like the second play he was in, and he hurt his leg. So my number four is Aaron Rodgers actually quarterbacking for the Jets and not being on the sidelines with a headset. So we are back to number three, Joseph.
I thought we were going to have yet another match, because when Jason started talking, I thought he was going to specifically point out Doom 2. I am very excited about this. I was really miffed that it was supposed to come out in November of 2023, but the actors got all upset with AI and they delayed everything. Yes, everyone's replaceable. Okay. Yeah, I'm super excited about this. You know, I felt like this was one of those movies, sort of like Oppenheimer, where it lived up to the hype. Whenever Dune Part 1 came out there, it was beautiful. It was magnificent for the book readers out there. You know, it followed the story. Everyone really sort of appreciated it. You know, it's nice to have a director that actually read the material before agreeing to direct it. I'm talking about you, Mr. Lynch, that just wanted to put your own spin on it, which is fine, but it's fine for its own reason, not for the book. I'm super excited about this. And all I got to say is Christopher Walken is in it. How can you go wrong with that? You know, yes. So Dune 2 is my number three.
The sand monster is coming up. It's coming from the sand. Dune.
Let the impressions begin.
Take care of these Harkonnens.
The sand monster is coming from the sand.
Atreides.
Dune, save me. All right. Jason, what is your number three?
Okay, you know me, so you know I'm going to say what I'm going to say. The Rolling Stones are back on tour in 2024. That's right, the Rolling Stones are back on tour. But the greatest part about this tour is not only that it starts in Houston on April 28th, and I think I'm going to go, it's the fact that AARP is sponsoring the Rolling Stones on tour.
Yes.
And what's awesome about that is, like, you got to think, there's one guy in the office who's, you know, he's been trying to get the Stones forever. He's like, man, I got to get the Stones. And he finally, you know, got to waltz in. We got them. And somebody says, and somebody's like, yeah, that's good, but they're not retired, idiot.
Yeah. That's the only band I haven't seen on my bucket list. I've seen Paul McCartney.
Oh, let's go.
Beach Boys.
Let's go.
Have you seen them before?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen them before. And they're very
Jason's
good.
I've seen them multiple times. Yeah. I've never seen them.
Oh, well, it's
the translation from show to movies for me doesn't really work. Like, let's spend the night together. And the other one, because I know it's the, you gotta be there to see Jagger dancing around, stuff like that, on the Shine of Light and all that stuff. It's like, okay, you know, but I'm guessing it's a experience.
Yeah.
Did you go to Austin when they played Austin?
Saw them here at the racetrack here in Austin. Sam and I saw them in Houston in like 2017 or 18, one of the more recent years.
Yeah, tell them about what you figured out at the Rolling Stones concert. Tell them what you figured out what to do. Was that the Rolling Stones concert that you offended everyone?
Oh, yeah. I figured out the way to post-COVID or like right tangentially next to the pandemic, what you want to do if you're in a big crowd and you want to get people to get away from you is you light a cigar. So you are visibly expelling your breath.
Boy, you're a favorite there in the crowd, buddy.
My son took a picture of me, and it's me holding a beer with a cigar at the Rolling Stones concert outside. And he says it's the happiest he's ever seen me. Oh, and there's no one around me. And that's the happiest he's ever seen me.
Like all these guys that are smoking joints are like offended and repulsed.
Yeah, joints are fine. Joints are fine. Stinky cigar. It was like the parting of the Red Sea. You should have seen it. It was beautiful.
All right. My number three is, you know, I've been a fan of his for a while. I introduced him in high school at a Colorado student council camp when I heard the music blasting. I'm like, what is that? And it was Bob Marley. The Legend CD, but they actually have a movie, and I'm a sucker for biopics, good, bad, ugly. I just like to see kind of like the reemergence of an artist. The Bob Marley One Love movie is coming out, I believe, on Valentine's Day. And actually, the clips look good. Kingsley Benadire, who's been in stuff, he plays Bob Marley in the movie. It's one of those things. How far are they going to go till he started, till his death, or are they going to take a piece of his life, like, you know, that Bob Dylan movie where 20 people played Bob Dylan, including Kate Banslet. You know, it's like, how are they going to take it? But I'm interested to see it. You know, I think it's way overdue. They should have done this a long time ago. But I'm glad that he's going to get introduced to a next new generation. So Bob Marley's One Love comes out on Valentine's Day. And I definitely want to see that one. So
that'll be great.
Like, yeah, everyone made such a big deal about 50 Cent being shot 6 times. Bob Marley got shot and went to a concert, did a concert the same day. I mean, that's old school.
I want to see that.
Why are you ruining the movie for me? Why are you ruining the movie for me?
All right, so we're on to number two. Is this the one that Jason
said? Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics. What is your number two, Jason?
I am looking forward to one of the greatest things you could ever see in your life, besides a naked woman. That's a real live solar eclipse. The Great American Solar Eclipse of 2024 happens on April 8th.
Okay.
Crossing the states of Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky. Indiana has great views of it. Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. But best of all, it's going to go over Texas. It's going to be amazing. You got to see the solar eclipse. You cannot miss it. It's going to be amazing. Joseph, is it on your list?
This is my number one.
Wow. Yes. You got it.
And Jason, I've already invited Jason. Jim, if you want to come over, you're invited too.
What, did you make boxes to put on our heads?
Yes, you can use your pinhole box. We'll be using our glasses. But Jason and I saw the 2017. We actually drove to Missouri with my older brother, Ed, and we went see it. And I'm telling you right now, I tried to explain to people, and it's very hard to, because I'm like, everyone hears about solar eclipse, and they only know partial solar eclipse.
Right.
A total solar eclipse is completely different. It is amazing. It just is a spiritual kind of thing. It is, you can see why it was like a religious kind of thing experienced for you know, ancient societies and all that. Well, it happens to be coming over San Antonio, and at 1:33 and 14 seconds, it will start in my backyard, which is awesome. It's going to last for 2 minutes and 25 seconds, which is great, because that's the whole thing about total eclipse. Whenever you're doing total eclipse, you have to figure out the duration of it. Now, the place that's going to get the most coverage is where the band of the total solar eclipse, and where you get the center. So Kerrville, which is about 30 minutes west of me, they're actually going to get 2 minutes more. So they're going to have it for 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Jason and I talked about going, but with our experience from 2017, we realized it's so much better to have it right in your backyard, because I have bathrooms. You don't have the crowds. I mean, people are like making a huge deal about this.
The problem with it is the roads are so limited out there in that area. Yes. So they're just going to be clogged. Yeah.
So the one passed in October, that was just a mini eclipse, because I was DJing. So
that was called a ring of fire. On that one, what you got is you got the outer edges and an eye. And in my backyard, fantastic. It was great. I just dumb luck.
Literally, so I should have played, I was DJing, so I should have played Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash instead of
I played Total Eclipse of the Heart.
All right. Next time I'll play Ring of Fire. But in April, I need to play the Bonnie Tyler song, because that makes more sense.
Yes.
Absolutely. Please do.
All right.
The thing that I remember most from that trip, when the eclipse happened, was your brother, Joseph Ed, saying, "It's the eye of God."
Yes. Ed was freaking out.
Ed's usually amazing. Okay. Yeah. Did he ride his motorcycle out there?
It was crazy. No, Ed drove us. Okay. That was the experience itself. But yeah, it was it was great. It was great. Listened to comedy CDs all the way up there. And so anyways, it's gonna be a good time. Jim, you're invited. I'm officially inviting you now. So
April,
if you want to see,
which day?
8th.
April 8th.
And where are you going? Your backyard. And
my backyard.
That's actually, you know, where the astronomers put it. They're like, that's the pin. It starts in Joseph's backyard. It'll move to Kerrville. All right, Jason kind of mentioned my number two already. It's Deadpool 3, which is coming out in July 26th. And both of them were great. I think the second one was super over the top, but I really did like it. We're getting Hugh Jackman Wolverine in the original Wolverine outfit. So this should be interesting, you know, and then Ryan Reynolds. And of course, it's going to be a hard R to it. So I haven't been disappointed by a Deadpool movie yet. And of course, I think Ryan Reynolds is kind of on a roll too. All his latest films I've been into. So this one, and I didn't even know who Deadpool was when I first saw the first one. I just was like going in completely.
Oh yeah, me too.
Not doing any comic books or anything. He's completely blind to a thing. But I think, you know, just his humor works so well with the character. And yeah, looking forward to number three. Should be a lot of action. Can they top one and two? That's the challenge. But I will be there on July 26th to see number three. So we are now on to our number one.
I'm done.
Anticipation. You're done. Jason, number one.
I'm done. I've had five. Yeah, I'm done.
All right. I'm surprised you guys didn't mention this. Most of them might have been films, but this is Joker 2, which is coming out in 2024, October 4th. And they could have taken like an easy way out here and really kind of connected it DC-wise and probably had Margot Robbie play Harley Quinn, but they're going with Lady Gaga here. And it really looks a lot dark. It looks, you know, dark as the first one. And the working title is Faux à deux, which means madness for two in French. So I know I completely destroyed that. Did you guys take French at all? No.
Bless you.
I did. I failed it my freshman year. So I took German instead.
Yeah.
Because it's a more beautiful language.
And Robert De Niro is in the cast. So I wonder if there's going to be, is like a flashback. It has to be a flashback scene. Spoiler alert. But I'm looking to, where do they go? I mean, it was kind of like when I saw Joker, it's like, where do they go? Is he, they kind of ended it great. He's in the insane asylum.
I had an issue with Joker because I felt like this is mental illness. I went to see a superhero movie and this is about mental illness. And I just, it was way too dark for me. Too dark.
So we're going to kind of see where it goes. Is it going to be dark? Is it going to lighten up and really kind of get more DC with it? Or is it going to stay super dark? Anyways, I will be there to see it. I mean, just the buzz over the original Joker and the buzz over this thing. They're like, you know, sending out like pictures from the set, you know, and people are getting excited. So October 4th, I'm interested in seeing the second Joker movie, which was probably the darkest superhero movie or superhero related movie in a long time.
It's pretty dark.
There we go. We are officially done. Three matches, which are amazing. The Olympics, Leap Year, and Solar Eclipse. We do have also Beetlejuice 2, Bob Marley movie, Deadpool 3, Joker 2, Jason's big screen returns. Joseph, what am I missing from you?
Doom 2.
All right.
Do we just do big screen returns?
I don't know. That's kind of like saying dogs with teeth, you know?
we have to be selective on which one.
Yes, we have to be selective because I also have Aaron Rodgers in there, which, of course, you know, would be if you're going to go for the sports thing. probably doesn't have a chance. Well, the Olympics are already in there. So Olympics, Leap Year, Solar Eclipse. What other movies would beat out the other movies? I guess that's the point there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Jason, did you have something else that wasn't?
I had Gladiator 2 was Gladiator one of them also.
Okay.
And there's another one, Alien Romulus is coming out, but it's not a sequel. It's just in the canon.
So we have Beetlejuice 2, Deadpool 3, Joker 2. The Bar Marley movie, and
I'm becoming an empty nester. That's very important.
that's pretty important.
That's right. That's right.
I'm becoming an empty nester. Come on.
Let's put that in there. Empty nest, Joseph. Which people in the future are gonna be like, what the heck is this? All right. So let's get we can go out the easy route and do Jason's Umbrella, the return of movies, if you want to.
I recommend it.
You know what? I want to see them all. So if you want to select one, and it's not Dune 2, I'm fine with that.
Support the industry. They need your help.
All right. We're going to cop out and say Olympics, Leap Year, Solar Eclipse, Emptiness, Joseph, and the return of the good movies.
Woohoo! Yay. Nice.
Joseph's empty nest.
Now I am looking.
My daughter's doing all these great things, but I'm going to have an empty nest.
Make sure that gets to the home office. Somebody take it in. I can't do it this week. You guys, when you guys take it in.
Okay. Okay. We'll make sure that it gets.
I got some stamps. I got some stamps.
Really? Okay. But interesting though, Joseph, the empty nest thing. So what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to replace the room right away, you know, and make like a workout room or like
God, recarpet. I think anyone that has a teenager knows this is a truth. Which
are you
is,
doing like a 50 Shades of Grey room or?
Yes.
I've
decided. No, it's going to be great. I get to walk around my house naked again. So, you know, that's always a good thing.
I am not coming to your house for the eclipse. I'm not coming.
All right. CrispyCoderRobots.com is the website. You need to go to find out more about us. We appreciate you listening. And, you know, there's always tomorrow. Or is there? Dune, come help me. Dune, there's a sand monster.
Oh, Atreides.